Okay, now we're getting the home stretch to see how much we can cover before everyone leaves at some point, the end of June. Hope we'll go through. I'm available to go through the end of June if anyone's left. If not, I guess we'll figure that out when we get closer. Okay, beginning today, the Malacha of Tzedah, which we'll see there may be certain unique aspects to the Malacha of Tzad that don't apply to many, if not all other malachos. We'll see a lot of the more klalius malachas machshavas topics come up in some context in Tzedah. So a lot of our discussion will be a little less lemaisa because most of us don't usually trap deers in our homes, I hope, but we'll see as we move on. The Mishnah tells us on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph in the list of 39 malachos. Hatzad Tzvi says Rashi Hatzad Tzvi v'chol malachas oro noheget bat chashim lamishkan ba'orosei hem, that this is the beginning of malachas ha'oros, and those applied to the tefashim and the oros ha'tefashim in the Mishnah. So in the Mishnah, it's interesting that the Mishnah formulates Tzad and the subsequent malachas stop in terms of Tzvi. As we'll see, say that the Raisa presumably applies to many other animals as well, and Tzvi wasn't necessarily the Tzi or B'mishkan per se either. So that's a little bit curious why the Mishnah focuses on Tzadis and Tzvi, and that's an example of the subsequent Mishnayos in the Masechta of the prototypical Seda. But interesting that it appears here on Ayin Gimel. Didn't see anyone pick up on this. If anyone has any thoughts, you can let me know. But then the Gemara tells us on Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, Tana Rabbanan, he loves on Ba'apotza, about two-thirds way down the two dots, Enu Chayiv Ela Achis. If a person traps, we'll have to define Seda as we go on, whether it's Seda is more accurately defined as trapping or as confining, which may be Machlokas, that it's Tzad Chilazon and Ba'apotza. One is Tzad Chilazon and is Potzeya. Potzeya here means squeezing. Nothing to do with the malacha of potseya in the context of weaving or the potseya of removing material from the loom, which we skipped over earlier. The potseya here means squeezing. So if you're tzadik, you love it and you squeeze it, according to Tanakhama, eino chayiv el achas, Rabbi Yehuda omer chayiv shtayim, Shai Rabbi Yehuda omer psiya b'chlal disha, amr lo eim psiya b'chlal disha. Karka. So Evan agrees over here that Tzad Chilazon is Chai Mishim Tzad. My focus is whether there's another Malach of Disha here as well. Tosis is bothered by the following, Dibra Maskal at Tzad Chilazon. Sarah Ian, if you shall me mashma the Tzad Chilazon lam b'chayiv mishum seida. So it's pashut to the Bavli, everyone agrees that Tzad Chilazon is chayiv mishum seida. The machlokas is, are you chayiv mishum disha as well? Sarah Ian, if you shall me mashma the Tzad Chilazon is not chayiv mishum seida. What's Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi in Perek Lal Gadol. Tzad Chilazon u b'tzo is tani tani chayiv shtayim. Is tani tani enu chayiv el achas. Man da amr shtayim achas mishum tzad v'achas mishum netilas neshama. That's the Gemara goes on here in the Bavli to ask, why aren't you chayiv mishum netilas neshama as well? And the Gemara gives okimta terusim. But fundamentally, you should have been chayiv mishum netilas neshama as well. So the Shami says, according to one day, you're chayiv shtayim achas mishum tzad achas mishum netilas neshama. Man damer achas, the day that says you only chayiv once, that's mishum netilas neshama alone. V'lesei tzeda, or v'lesei tzeda. V'asya gahad amr blazer, Reb Yosef, Reb Bavar, Reb Shem ben Lakish, Reb Meir, min chayiv tahor baruch kadosh baruch l'moshe b'midbar, kei min she'asa ba melechas ha'mishkan nigneza, Reb Avon amar keresh hayashma. And it sounds like that because this is some kind of a bria, it wasn't subject to seda. What does Yerushalmi mean that according to this day, you're not chayav mishum seda at all for tzadkilos? And says the Korban Eidah, Eino chayav mishum seda, ve'eino bechlal avos melachos, shelo haisad seda b'mishkan klal. So this day is saying that seda is not bechlal the avos melachos at all. It doesn't belong in the list of 39. There was no seda himself, very successful, the Chalko Shil Zvulun. So there was no Chilas in the Midbar. With Chalas Hayal and the Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim, they brought the Chalas from Mitzrayim. But with the Heim of Taina Be'elim, Shai Yitzvich Al Aros, or Shai Seda. Ela Dibet Chachim, Igla Neymar, the Haifet Seda, and the Tachash was this kind of special birya, and not subject to Seda. So the Korban Eidah says, it sounds like in the Rishami, according to the Steya, it wasn't just that you're not chayiv mishum seda b'tzad chilozon, but there's no tzir tzad in the Mishkan at all, and therefore not one of the Meleches Shabbos. The Pnei Yeshua is bothered. So Tosa sounds like he's just saying Rishami mash b'tzad chilozon is chayiv mishum seda, but other things are chayiv mishum seda. But Rishami sounds like it's saying, according to the Deya, there's no seda the Mishkan at all. There's no say tzad is a av malach at all. The Tosfos should have gotten more excited. The Tzarich Iyun seems to be too minimal. Suggests the Bnei that Tosfos read the Yerushalmi in light of an earlier Shita. Tosis on Daf Yizayin Amidei, in the context of Machlokes Beisil, under what circumstances or when can you put in motion a process on Erev Shabbos that will result in the performance of a Malacha on Shabbos? It looks like the Zoom is not working. If anyone could pick up the audio on your phone, that'd be appreciated. Thanks.
It's not covered.
Excellent. Thanks so much. Okay. So one of the examples in the Mishnah, Yizayin and Beis, Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Korsin Mitzudos Chayiv Ofes V'Dagim, Ela Kedeshi Yatzudim V'Yom. You're only allowed to lay a net, a trap, on Erev Shabbos if it could affect the trapping before Shabbos begins. But Beis Hillel Matir, Beis Hillel says that's not a problem consistent with Beis Hillel general Shita about putting into motion a process before Shabbos that will result in the Memela performance of a Malacha on Shabbos. Says Tosfos, Ela the Chdei Sheyatsu de Bintoma, Minaya da Masaya Vachaya. So, how do you know when the animal is going to come into the trap? I'm sorry, that's wrong Tosis. Tosis Ramasla ain't porsim mitsudas. Nami Mitsuda says Tosos, even if you were to spread the net on Shabbos itself, you are necessarily in violation of Malacha Deraisa. She'eno yodeya im. You don't know whether it's actually going to catch an animal. And if it's not going to catch an animal, then sounds like you're not in violation of any malacha deraisa at all. Mikol makom gazru lifrash mitzuda. Nevertheless, according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed. Sorry. Nevertheless, gazru not to be parish mitzuda on Shabbos midrabanan. De pa'amim Sometimes it will come to Malacha Daraisa, Kagon Shebashas Prisaso Yilkod, if it actually traps the animal at the time that you put out the net. And since that's the case, and there is such a gzeira, then according to Rishama, you can't even be pares on Erev Shabbos. We'll come back to the details of that in a couple moments. But Hanogeya, where we started with Tzad Filozon and the Yerushalmi, says the Pnei Yeshua, that Tosa understood the Yerushalmi as follows. When it came to Tzedas Filozon, so that was something that wasn't so much Matzoi Bamidbar. That's a kind of trapping that you would never violate a Malacha Deraisa by doing a Shabbos. And that's what the Yerushalmi means when it says that there was no Seda in the context of Chilazon. There was no Seda by Chilazon and the Techashim of the Elim was something unique, but fundamentally, the Yerushalmi could agree that if one were to put out a net in such a way that would result in an animal being trapped immediately or thereabouts, we'll talk about the exact parameters according to those, maybe even the Yerushalmi would agree that there would be Seda. So it doesn't mean, says the Bnei Yeshua, that there's no Seda at all, as the Karban Eid explains. Rather, there's no Seda b'chilazon and the like, but the Yerushalmi could have entertained Seda when it came to other animals. Just parenthetically, two other suggestions to limit the effect of the Yerushalmi to the context of chilazon and the like. There's an Aruch HaShulchan. We'll talk about the application of this halacha probably next time. Aruch HaShulchan suggests that all the Yerushalmi means to say is that a chilazon is a tolas. A tolas is in the category of Eino B'mino Nisod, which we'll talk about in order to violate, say, the derisa, that it be something that is typically trapped. Tolas doesn't fall into that category, therefore it's not, say, the derisa. And there's a Minchas Chinuch, Os Dalet, in Sa'ad, where he thinks that Pshat the Yerushalmi is what the Magen Avraham quotes from Marashal. Magen Avraham in Hilchos Yontif, Siman Tav Tzadi Zayin Sivkat and Vav, Tav Tzadi Zayin Sivkat and Vav, quotes a Marashal, that there's no Seda Daraisa when it comes to fish. And the Marashal, the Magen Avraham quotes, this is based on a Yerushalmi. It doesn't explain what the Yerushalmi is, what the reference to Yerushalmi is, but the Minchas Chinuch thinks that this Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi that indicates that there's no Seda when it comes to Chilazon, that's because the Chilazon is halakhically a type of fish, at least as far as the categories of Seda go, and therefore not subject to that daraisa. We don't accept that halacha. Of course, for example, in the Rambam, Perek Yud, halacha Yotes, in his introduction to what constitutes Seda daraisa. So the Rambam just begins, Yud Yotes, Hatzad Darish Yoderach Nino, Lotzim Zochayev, Pigo, and Chayev, Ophos, V'Dagim. So the halacha, Magen Avraham rejects the Marashal, and it's prepared in the Rambam, that Seda Daraisa could apply to fish, but Minchas Chinuch's suggestion based on this Marashal is maybe that is where the Yerushalmi is coming from. Okay, but now let's take a look at Tosas here on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis in its own context. What is Tosas saying about the gather of the Malacha of Seda Daraisa that it shouldn't apply if you simply put out a net, if the net is not going to result in the trapping or the immediate trapping of an animal? So it sounds like this is bringing us back to our discussion that we had, the Malacha of Zoreh and the Machlokas Rush and Rashi that we discussed, Bava Kamma Daf Samech, where it's clear in the Gemara in Bava Kamma there, at least in the context of Zoreh, that Zoreh Ayde Grama is a Malacha Deraisa. You throw into the wind, there's a separation affected by the wind, even though you're not doing a Maisa per se of Zoreh, it's the wind doing it, but that's still a Malacha Deraisa. That is Malachas Machshavas L'Chumra. We saw Machlokas Rashi and Rambam. Is that unique to Zorah? Like the Rashi, that's the definition of Zorah is throwing it into the wind, and that's how you perform the Malacha Daraisa of Zorah, but not to be not a binyanah for any other malacha, or the way Rashi understands over there that nope, the Gemara is indicating a kol hashabbos kula halacha that you could have malachas machshavas lechumra if something's done even ayde grama, but that is niskay machshavas so malachas machshavas lechumra could result in a malacha d'oraisa. So potentially that may be at play when it comes to tzad as well. If I'm putting out a net and then the animal gets trapped in the net later, that may be an act of grama, but is that a grama that is part of the definition of the malacha or a grama that is niskay machshavaso that could result in a chiyuv? So Tosfos at face value is saying, no, that's not the case. That if you are Horesh a Mitsuda and it's not going to trap it immediately, maybe that's not a Malacha D'oraisa. The Lashon is Eino Chayechatas She'eino Yodeya Im Yaseh Amlav. Does that mean if you do know that'll be tzad, even if it'll be tzad 5 hours later, that is Malacha D'oraisa? Or you're only chayav if it actually is sad immediately, if it actually traps it immediately. Eino yodeya im yaseh lav. You don't know if it will be sad or not. The Tosfos Rashi's lashon is afagav di avad lo b'shabbos lo mechayav chatas de'eino sad biyadayim. That sounds like even if you know it'll be trapped 2 minutes later, but you haven't done an act of Seda. After Seda would be that you're catching the animal in your hands. That would be the most obvious and extreme act of Seda. But simply putting out and maybe even locking a door and confining an animal would be an act of Seda because there's a Maisa. But if you're just putting out a trap and the animal will be entrapped in the trap, be it a minute later or an hour later or 5 hours later, that's not Sad B'Yadayim. And it sounds like that's not a Malacha D'oraisa. Yeah.
This is just from the later Lashon Tosfos when he says, "If Talakom Gazru Lifros Hametzuda De Pamim Adi Lede Chiyuv Chata Kigon Shev Bishas Brisasa Yul Kum." So that maybe implies more B'Yadayim, unless Rabbi is just going to answer and say that just means that he knows and it's going to be in that moment.
Correct. So I agree with both of the points you just made. Meaning, yes, and others, as we'll see, we'll read it the second one. But in Tosafot Rashi, it seems clear that you need to be tzad b'yadayim to create the chiyuv d'oraisa. Anything short of being tzad b'yadayim would only be at best or worst d'rabbanan. And simply putting out a net, even if it's going to trap it a minute later, is not tzad b'yadayim. Prima Gadim did not read Tosos like that Tosafot Rashi. Prima Gadim, Shin Tes Ayin, Sifkat and Tes, Eshel Ram, Shin Tes Ayin, Sifkatan Tes. He says, Yesh Lomar, Da Iser Dilma Yotzod Bishas Prisaso, Bimakum Shematzri Chaya. That the Iser would be. So, in explaining where the Issa D'Rabbanan comes in. That there's not going to be a Malacha D'Oraisa, Eino Yodeya Im Yatzeh. Mashma, that there is an Issa D'Rabbanan. So the Issa D'Rabbanan is because what's the Atta D'Oraisa meaning? If it's the case, as in Lashem and Tosafot Rashi, Eino Tzad B'Yadayim, that you'll never be chayav for putting out a net because putting out a net is never going to trap the animal. The putting out of the net itself doesn't trap the animal. The animal gets trapped in the net subsequently. So if that's the case, that there's always going to be a delay between your putting out the net and the trapping, or putting out the net is not a ma'aseh b'yadayim, so what is it seer that we're being gozer atu? When Tosa says, well, you can't put the net out, midrabanan, lest you come to chiyuv chatas b'shas pisaso so you'll go. What's that? Bishas Pisaso Yilko. So it could be Bishas Pisaso Yilko. It means that no, there could be a seer where you actually do entrap the animal in putting out the net. It's all basachas. You have an animal, you're putting out the net, and you're trapping the animal in the net as you're putting out. So that would be, say, the that would even be said to be a diet. The Tosafot Pimagadim doesn't say that. He says, so what is that deraisa tzir for Tosos? Gami Havada Chayos Chayev. So if you're putting out a trap in an area where there are many animals, and it's inevitable that the animals are going to come into the net and get trapped. Meaning you're putting a trap with food, the animals are going to be attracted by the food, they'll come into the trap and get trapped. Then that's a malacha daraisa. So even though that's not sabi adayim, but if there's an inevitability that they're going to get trapped, even though we would call that seida ayide grama perhaps, that's still a malacha daraisa. If you're in a place where you don't know, you're putting a net in the middle of Amsterdam Avenue, and there may be a deer that happens to get lost and walk by, or maybe not, then that's not going to be malacha daraisa. But if there's a certain inevitability or strong likelihood that that's going to result in trapping, the fact that there's a delay and the fact that the trapping is not being dayim is not a minia from a malacha daraisa. The Chazon Ish says a little bit more. Chazon Ish in Siman Lamed Vav, Os Aleph, at least in his first possibility, that would be the Lashon. Uvishas Prishaso Hainu calls Manchihi Prusa, sorry. Mikri Shas Prishaso. Prishaso. Hainu Shemiskaima Maisa Haprisa. So, if you spread out a net on Shabbos and it's actually going to catch an animal on Shabbos, then that spreading out of the net would be a malacha daraisa. And the Chiddush of Beis Shammai is that even where that's not inevitable, we still tell you that you can't be poreis a net on Erev Shabbos because maybe you would come to do it on Shabbos in a way that would result in a malacha deraisa. Sometimes you could put out a net in a way that will at best be a malacha derabanan because there's no inevitability, there's no traffic of animals that would make it highly likely that it would get trapped. But if you put out a net in a place where, if you put a net in a place where there are many animals and it is likely that it'll get trapped and it traps an animal, that would be a potential malacha deraisa. So the Prima Gadim El Kadanish kind of limit the position of Tosas, not in the extreme, like sounds like in the Tosa Rush, that you would almost never be chayav for tzad deraisa simply by putting out a net. The way the Prima Gadim and the Kadanish understand Tosas, no. If at least it's in a place where there is traffic of animals that could result in the animal being trapped, and it does get trapped, and that could be a malacha deraisa, even putting out the trap on Shabbos where there's a delay before it actually traps the animal. Yeah.
Are we saying that there's a few bishas spreading the net, or they're not going that far? Kind of like Zaria.
No, I think for the Prima Gadim, if you spread the net and then it turns out in the end that no animal is trapped,
it seems like you would say that it would be a problem still if they're inevitable.
His question is, where it's by the Shigat, so that's the Malacha Daraisa. So now let's ask you, what about if it's by the Shigat, but in the end something happens and it's not so? Does that change? Would you say Iglai Milsa that you weren't? If you put a pot on a flame on Shabbos, and then suddenly the flame goes out and nothing is cooked, have you violated a Malacha Bishul? Means pacha that you haven't. Right. So why, right, so why would you say differently in fact? Meaning you put into like Nivriya Sabas, if you take the pass out, no one's violating halacha. And that's probably true. Okay. Now, okay, there may be another application at Seder where this question of Brahma comes up as well. Even the case of Noel Delis, the Aruch HaShulchan presents it in Sifut Aleph as Noel Delis also being a form of Brahma and Seder Ayde Brahma because the animal walked into the house. Now you're closing the door, preventing it from leaving. So that's not an active Seder, that's Seder Ayde Brahma. By closing the door, it can't leave. Now one could argue, no, that is what the Malach would say that means closing the door, confining the animal is the act of Seder. So that's not necessarily about Freyach that you would call that Grama. But if you don't accept Tosos or if you minimize the significance of Tosos, then that is saying that the act of being Pares Mitsuda may be a form of Grama and yet could result in a Chiyuv of Seder. The Rambam Perek Yud Halacha Kaf Beis, Hamishaleach klavim kedei sheyatsudu tzva'im v'arnavim. So you're sicking your dog on deer and rabbits. Ubarach hatzvi mibnei hakelev, and the deer runs away because of the dog. V'ayahu rodef achar tzvi, and you're running after the deer. O she'amim b'fanav b'filo, or you block its path and you scare it. And then the dog comes and grabs it. That is a malacha deraisa. It's a tolada of sad. So where do the Rambam get these siurim from? Says the Magen Mishnah, based on a Gemara on Daf Kuf Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara on Kuf Vav Amud Beis has the following Tana Rabbanan, about 12 lines before the Mishnah. Hatzat Tzvi Suma V'yashein Chayiv. If you are tzad a blind or sleeping deer, that's Malacha Deraisa. If it's a lame, elderly, or sick deer, then that's only Malacha Hani Avidi Lo Avidi Rabuye. The difference is, can the animal easily escape? If the animal can't easily escape, isn't going anywhere anyway, so then that's considered to be Nitzo Omi. That's considered that it's already trapped, and you're not doing anything new by further trapping it. So Chiger Zakin V'Chola is Pater because it's not in a position to run away anyway, even before you came. Batanya Chola Chayiv. So the Gemara says there are different types of choli in animals. Some choli would prevent the animal from running away, some choli would not. So what's this difference between machmas ishta and machmas upsana? So ishta, Rashi Yuma Kaftesim and Aleph defines as some kind of a fever. So if it's a chol machmas ishta, we Rashi understands the Gemara over here, that animal can still run away. Chol machmas ufsana, says Rashi, ayefus, she'enu yachol zolos is bimkoma nitzav. But if it's machmas ufsana, that's a type of fatigue, the animal can't run away anyway, it's nitzav, so that's only going to be a malacha dirabban. Says the Magen Mishnah here on the Rambam, that Rabbeinu Chananel flipped the Perush HaGemara from Rashi. Perush Rabbeinu Chananel zal upsina kigo and show you a yefa machmas kalev o machmas davar acher hareis achayev. That according to Rabbeinu Chananel, upsina is a case where the animal is worn out from the dog chasing it, but it still is mobile. And therefore, if you decide at that point, that would be a malacha deraisa. And the case of ishta is where the animal is immobile. So the Rambam says in Magen Mishnah, understood like Rabbeinu Chananel, that where you are chasing a dog, where the dog is chasing the deer, then it tires the deer out, but the deer still is able to escape. And then if he is trapped further, that is a malacha d'oraisa. Says the Evan Ozer in Siman Shin Kafes. The Evan Ozer there is discussing the permissibility or the iser of putting an aluka, a English word, a leak. Leak, right? Right, putting a leak on an animal to draw blood on, or a person to draw blood on Shabbos. His context is an animal. So putting a leak on an animal to draw blood on Shabbos. So they have another few things. That's an example of malachas machshavas l'chumra. Even though it's ayideh grama, you're not doing anything. You're just putting the leak on the animal. The leak sucks the blood. But if your interest is in having the blood sucked, that's a kind of malachas machshavas l'chumra that could result in a malacha d'oraisa, even though it's ayideh grama. And as one of his rayas, he brings this Rambam of mishaleach klavim, that even though it's the dog that is doing the hunting, not the person, if the dog is doing it at the owner's behest, then that could result in a malacha d'oraisa, so the Rambam calls a tolada of tzad, even though that is a form of grama. I saw in the Masifta Gemara, they point out that the Evan Ozer's reading of the Rambam is not necessarily Bechreya, because what's going on in the Rambam? Mishaleach klavim kadeshi yitzu d'tzvam v'arnavim v'chayot tibet. And then the tzvi runs away. Vayahu rodev achar tzvi. But then the human is running after the tzvi. Hosha'amim v'fanav v'hilo, or he's scared of the tzvi. Ad she'egi hakelev v'tafso. So where he's omei b'fanav, maybe that's an act of Seda B'Yadayim, or at least a contributing act of Seda B'Yadayim. It's not fully Ayodei Grama. And then, who is the Tfaso going on? It's Ashigia Kalev. Did the dog grab the deer at that point, or did the person grab the deer?
That was the person.
I'm sorry?
Let's say it was the person.
If it's the person, then the person's doing the act. What's the simple reading of the Rambam? Ashigia had Kalev Utfaso. Probably that the dog grabbed it, no? Anyone? Disagree?
The Sefer translated as the Chabad.org, and the person chases after the deer, as said before, and then frightens it so that the dog can catch it.
Right, I think that's the Pasha of the Rambam. I think the Masechta Gemara is suggesting maybe the person catches it, then that's Seyd HaBidayim. But either way, that's the Raya of the Eben Ozer, that maybe this is an example, another example of Seyd HaYideh Grama that could result in a Malacha D'oraisa. Okay, just to see how this plays out in Shulchan Aruch. In Sif Beis, Shitta Zayin Beis, Mechaber writes that Tzad Tzvi Yashin and Suma Chaya figure Kol HaZakin Pater, Haga HaMashas HaKelev Acher Chaya B'Shabes, Havei Tzedah. Yeshomer HaPachol HaSul HaSul HaKlav Mishom Moshe Leitzim, if you're just doing it for fun. Says the Magen Avraham, quotes the Rambam, Mashma, the Imlo Asa Ba'atma Maisa Pater. Not only the Eben Ozer, that you actually have to do some ma'aseh in order to get a melacha d'oraisa. Meaning, at some point, even though the caliph is contributing to the end result, but either in the Rambam you're rodef achar tzvi, or you're omei b'fanav of a hifilo, even though that alone wouldn't have resulted in the confinement or the entrapment of the animal. But in order to be chayav, there has to be some kind of a melacha d'oraisa. Otherwise, that would not be seida d'oraisa. There has to be some kind of maisa in order to be seida d'oraisa, not like the reading of the Evan Ozer in the Rambam. So it's only Mishas HaKelev. You're only chayav for Mishas HaKelev if there's some kind of maisa involved. Yeah.
So just to clarify, the Ramah and the Eben Ezer say that simply inciting the dog.
Ramah says nothing. The Ramah just says, all the Ramah says is Mishasa Kalav Akar Chayav Mishav. He doesn't qualify what the Gedarma.
He says that if you incite the dog, which implies that if you then trap.
I don't think the Magen Avraham is being cholik on the Ramah. I think he's saying that's what the Ramah is based on the din of the Rambam, quoting Kolbo. But it's based on the Rambam, and the Rambam he thinks it's clear that there has to be a Ma'aseh HaYideh Adam, so he thinks that's what the Rambam means.
But the Ebenezer would be there as just being simply, or he just say himself, that's simply inciting the dog, and that
That
leads to
may
his
be
death.
enough, even though it's totally HaYideh Grama. Correct. Mishabura in Sifkat and Yud quotes the Magen Avraham, Hainu lo asa ba'atzma ma'aseh klal. Right, even if you're right, all the Ramah is saying, the Ramah doesn't tell you the rights of the Rabbana, the Ramah is saying that it's us.
Right,
But
so
even
you're not
if
there.
it's right. The Ma'aseh Ba'atzma Gamke Ma'aseh Lezek, Yigon Shabarach, Hatzvim, and Akalabaya, Yay, Yagaya, Beloy Yerei Elokim, Yehu Rodev Acharav, so then he adds, Shekein. So even if you're running after the animal, you're a partner in this crime, and you're doing something active, that would be a malacha deraisa, so even if you're not doing the whole malacha yourself. Why? The Mishnah Berurah says, Shekein derech hayadim. Says the Shaar HaTzion, Yugimel, Osafti svarazu. So he added these three words, Shekein derech hayadim, Dila pachi, Tikshel Rambam, Lama mechayiv b'amid b'fanav Lu yehei, Shayadim soda tzvi b'hu epilo b'vadalo yom mechayiv, Mishim seda, b'avor sh'amid b'filo tzvi, the garmiza enu yachal was enu yachal. After the potter. So the Mishabur is bothered, even if you do a maisa, like the Magen Avraham says, still, why is that a malacha deraisa? Isn't that still only grama? Because you're not doing the final act of seder, you're contributing. You're cornering it in a way that the Kalev will be able to do the act of Seda, but you're not doing it. It's at worst or at best a form of Brahma. The Eben Ezer said, very good. It's Ayide Brahma, and that's enough to create a Chiyuv. And even the Magen Avraham, who says you have to do a Maisa, seems to acknowledge it doesn't have to be the entirety of the act of Seda, just the contributing factor. Aval says, Mishmurah, Bisvar Rasi, but once you say Shekein Derech HaTzayadim, then you're saying, even if it's Ayidei Grama, but this is a kind of Malachas Machsheves L'Chumra, where that's the Ofen HaMalacha, and that's Ayim of Akama Samach L'Inyan Zorah, that maybe Tzad is like Zorah in that sense, that where that is the Ofen HaMalacha to be done, Ayidei Grama, even if it's not as extreme as Zorah, because by Zorah, the only way of doing Zorah is Ayidei Grama. Here you could well do say the shaloi de grama, but because it's the norm, it's derech hatzayadim to do it in this way. So that's a heightened form of grama or a more serious form of grama that would create a kind of malachas machshavas l'chumra chiyuv daraisa for that act of seder. So again, the case of the Rambam. Which Magen Mishnah says the base of Rabbeinu Chananel's reading of the Gemara in Kuf Vav Amud Beis, Eben Ezer understood it's straight grama, and this is an example of grama that creates a chiyuv. Magen Avraham says it has to be Ayidei Maisa, but the Mishnah points out even the Magen Avraham's Maisa isn't a full Maisa and still should be considered grama. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, Shekein Derech HaTzayadim, that's a kind of grama that you could be chayav for. Because that is the derech of the malacha. And just take a look while we're here at the Be'er Halacha, Dibur Maskil O Chole. In the middle of the Dibur Maskil, or towards the end, two-thirds in, he says Vida. Nistapati l'Rashi, Kazakh Kinito. So we said the Rambam's going like the Ben Chananel, that if an animal is tired, it's not Nitzav Omeid. Rashi understood if an animal is tired, it is Nitzav Omeid. That's a kind of choli that you're putter on. So Mishnah says Nistapati, according to Rashi, who says that Ayefus is Nitzav Omeid, Bialkein Pater Hatsadeu, Acher Kaf, Echadin. Im rada acher eza chayiv oath kidela sodo achi yaseyo ayef shena yachal lazus come up. So let's say your intent is to trap the animal. So you're running after the animal to tire him out to such a point that it won't be able to move anymore. O sheikah beeza davra achinasa chiger im chayiv avorzeh gamishim seda avshalat faso biyado. Oh, after the ain derech seda b'kach, the derech seda litleh acher shetzada olach nisa l'makom mishuma. The derech seda litleh acher shetzada Olaf Nisa Malcolm Shumer. So would you say if you're running after the animal to tire it out, and then it gets tired out, and you leave it there, is that say the Daraisa? On the one hand, you have now put in a situation where it's not mobile. On the other hand, that's not Derek Seder, because Derek Seder is either to pick it up, to trap it in your hands, or to put it in a confined area. You're not doing either of those here, you're just leaving it in the street in a tire state. So Mishnah Berurah is specific about that point within Rashi.
I mean, why is that different than novellas, where you don't pick it up with your hand, but nonetheless you've made it unable to be, you know?
Because by Noel Dellis, you have confined it in a. Noel Dellis, the Derech of Seder he's saying is to confine an animal.
So if it's
So it'll still be a Malacha Derabanan. The question is the Mishmur question is this a Malacha Deraisa? So maybe the definition, we'll talk about this more, maybe the definition involves confining it.
Even though it's immobile and it can't move out of tiredness.
Right, maybe that's still not the Derech of Seder, maybe that wouldn't be a Malacha Deraisa. Okay. Now, let's take a look at the sugya beginning on Kuf Vav Amud Aleph onto Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. And the two major requirements that emerge lalacha from the sugya in order to have Seder Deraisa are number one, that the animal has to be bimino nitzot. That's the Gemara in Kuf Vav Amud Beis in the opening mission in Shmona Shratzim. That animal has to be the type of animal that is typically trapped. And number two, that at least according to the Chachamim, la halacha, the animal has to be in such a position that even if you're not grabbing the animal in your hands, but at least you have to be able to get to it b'shchiyah achas in one lunge, in one pounce, in one grabbing. So that second point emerges from beginning from the Mishnah on Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. The Mishnah has the machlokas of Yehuda and Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer at Tzad Sipur LeMigdal V'Tzvi LeBayis Lai. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you are Tzad a bird into a closet, if you're Tzad a deer into a house, that is a Malacha Daraisa. And that much Chachamim Ridu. Chachamim Omrim Sipur LeMigdal. So Tzipor Migdal is the same. Utsvi Lagino Lachasuli Bibarin Chayiv. According to Chachamim, not only are you Chayiv for being tied a Tzvi into a house, you're also Chayiv for being tied a Tzvi into a garden, courtyard, pen. Whereas according to Rabbi Huda, if you're tied into Gina Chatzer, Bibar, that's not a Malacha Daraisa. Rishim Gamliel Omer lo kala Bibar and Shavin, Sa'a Klal, Mechusir Tzeda, Patr She'ena Mechusir Tzeda is Chayef. Rishim Gamar understands that Mechusir Tzeda is a function of can you reach it B'Shchiyah Achas? And in that context, the Gemara distinguishes between a Bibur Gadol and a Bibur Katan, even to the extent that Rishon Gamliel may be modifying the Chachamim, even the Chachamim that say that you're Chayef for being Tzad a Tzvi LeBibar, that's only if you're Tzad LeBibar Katan, but not to a Bibur Gadol. If you're Tzad to Bibur Katan, then even if the animal still has some mobility, but you can reach it in one swoop, as opposed to a Bibur Gadol, where that is not the case. So what is the machlokas Rabbi Huda and Chachamim? Why does Rabbi Huda disagree? Why does Rabbi Huda say that if you're tzad, even the bibur katan, it sounds like that's not a malacha d'oraisa? But what is the point of disagreement between Rabbi Huda and Chachamim? The Bach, here in the beginning of Shin Tes Ayin, picks up on a difficulty with Rashi. Rashi on the Mishnah, Dibur Maskal Atzad Tzibur, Ad Shech Nisa L'Migdal Chayiv D'Zui Tzidasa, that if you're going to bring a bird into a closet, that's a Malacha D'Oraisa, that is normal Tzeda of the bird. Aval Imech Nisa L'Bayis, but if you're going to bring the bird into a house, that's not a malacha deraisa. That's not normal tzeda. Sheyotze lo derech halonos, because the bird can escape. The bird can fly out the window. So it sounds like Rashi is saying the reason, according to Rabbi Yehuda, tzad tzipor labayis is pater, is because it could fly out the window. But sounds like if it couldn't fly out the window, if the windows are locked, closed, then even in a bias, you'd be chayav. So says the Ba'a, what seems to emerge from the Gemara on Kuvav HaMebeis is that the relevant point of distinction is whether it's Matila B'Shkiyah Achas or not. That's the Gemara's distinction between Biber Gadol and Biber Kata. So according to that, it should follow that it doesn't shouldn't make a difference if the windows are open, the windows are closed. The question is the animal confined in such a way that you could reach it B'Shkiyah Achas? And that would be a function of the relative size of animal to confined area. So why is Rashi stressing whether the windows are open, the windows are closed? Shouldn't the only point of relevance be whether the animal is reachable with shkiyachas or not? That's a Bach's question. And because of that, the Bach suggests that Rashi and the Mishnah is only explaining Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. And in point of fact, Rabbi Yehuda does not subscribe to the distinction between Shkia Achas and the distinction as to whether the animal is catchable by Shkia Achas or not. According to the Chacham, in order to be chayav for tzeda, you have to be able to catch it in one swoop. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not part of the definition of tzeda, and that could end up resulting in both a kula or a kumra. That's what the Mereshet Moshe points out in Simin Kuf Mem Beis, that it's clear when you read the Gemara, you read the Mishnah of the Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda is a relative kula to the Chachamim, because Rabbi Yehuda says there's no malacha deraisa of tzeda b'chatzir gina bibar. However, what emerges from the Bach, says Mereshes Moshe, is that Rabbi Yehuda also has a gomra. Let's say you're tzad a bird into a house with locked windows. So according to Rabbi Huda, you're tied a bird into a house with locked windows. You're chayiv. The bird can't run away. According to Chachamim, even if the windows are locked, but if you can't be tofes it b'shchiyah achas, like the Gemara's example of a tzipor dror, a free, non-domesticated bird that has a mind of its own and isn't easily reachable. So if you have a tzipor dror in a house with locked windows, according to Chachamim, you may be pater if you can't be tofes it b'shchiyah achas. According to Rabbi Huda, the question is, are the windows open, the windows locked, and the animal leave? If the animal can't leave, then you're going to be chayiv. According to Chachamim, that's not the be-all and end-all, even if the animal can't leave. But if you can't reach a b'shvi achas, then you're going to be pater. So what's behind that machlokas suggests the Maharsha's Moshe, that maybe that's the fundamental machlokas as to what is the nature. What is the driving force behind the malacha of Seder? According to Rabbi Yehuda, where the only critical factor is, can the animal leave or not, then maybe the definition of Seder relates to the confinement of an animal. If you are confining an animal, you're removing the animal's freedom of mobility, then that's a malacha d'oraisa of Seder. If the animal can fly away, then you haven't removed its freedom, you haven't removed its mobility. And that's not going to be a malacha d'oraisa. But according to the Chachamim, maybe there's a different definition of Seder. Maybe the definition of Seder is you are putting the animal in a situation where it's under your control. It's mizuman in front of you, it's in your control. And that would be defined based on whether you can reach a b'shchiyah achas or not. If you can reach it in one lunge, the animal's in your purview, in your control, in your domain. If not, then it's not. So is Seder focused on the confinement of the animal? Is Seder focused on your control, your ability to reach the animal? So that may be, according to the Bach's understanding of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that may be what the Nekudas HaMachlokas is in this Machlokas Tanaim. The Maharsha's Moshe then points out that not everyone understands that Rashi like the Bach. He points out Pnei Yeshua in Beitzah Kaf Daled is bothered by the same problem and says that Rashi in the Mishnah is not the Maskana. He wants the Gemara. Rashi's Mefarish the Mishnah at one stage, but once the Gemara comes out to the distinction between Shchiyah Achas and not, then it doesn't make a difference anymore whether the windows are open or the windows are closed. And in a Hanami, Evan would agree that if you have a house where the windows are closed, but you can't be Tofes b'Shchiyah Achas, maybe Evan would agree that there you are still Potter. And then the machlokas has to be more limited. The machlokas of the Chacham would have to be along the lines of if you can be tofes in b'shchiyah achas, but you still haven't done that shchiyah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe that's still not enough to affect the malacha d'oraisa. It's not enough to just have the ability to reach it in one lunge. Actually, you have to lunge for it. So if you haven't yet lunged for it, maybe that's not a malacha d'oraisa according to Yehuda, but according to Chachamim, it would be.
That's the Pnei Yeshua and the Maharsha's Moshe.
That's the all the Pnei Yeshua says is that Rashi's comment on the Mishnah about the Chalonos is not Lamaskan. Maharsha's Moshe says, based on that, so you have to then the machlokas for Yehuda Chacham is more limited. And his suggestion is that maybe they're just arguing as to whether Shkia Achas itself is enough to make it consider Nitzav Omeid to violate a Malacha D'oraisa. Okay. Now the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud, Yasha ve'efad al pesach v'lo mil'ahu. Yasha b'sheni u'melohu. Hasheni chayiv. So one person is standing at the door. He doesn't take up the whole door. Someone else comes and sits next to him. Hasheni chayiv, because the first one hasn't done any malacha of seder. When the first guy is in front of the door, the animal is free to leave. Yasha b'rishon al pesach u'melohu. But let's say the first guy does take up the whole wall, the whole entry. Entranceway, Uba Shane Biyasha Bitsido, and the second guy sits next to him. Ava Bisha Amar Rishon Bahalaklo, even if the first guy then goes home, Harishon Chayev Bahasheni Pater. Still, the second guy is Pater. He hasn't done a Malach of Seder because he's just perpetuating the status quo, but he didn't do an independent Malach. Al Lamazadome, Lenoel Esbeisa Lashomro. The Nimsa Tzvi Shamor B'socha. That's analogous to someone who locks his house in order to protect the house. And after he locks it, he notices that there was a deer in the house. Says Rashi, V'nimsa Tzvi, Shunisa Kfar Shamor B'socha. It was already there. Kach. So, by analogy, in the case of the two people at the door, where the second guy comes to flank the first guy, even if the first guy leaves, he's just continuing the status quo and didn't do anything to be mechadesh, an act of Satan. Asks Tosos, Lamaza Doma Lenol Beis Lashama Nimsa Tzvi Shamer Sofo, Yim Tomar Mai Ulma Hach Meha. If the Mishnah says this case is analogous to a different case, it must be that the other case is more pasha than this case. Right? There's a bigger chiddush. There's a chiddush in the case of Halacha Rishon above and beyond the din of Noah's base of Lashama. So I was asking, what's that added finish here? Why is this less obvious than Noah's base of Lashama? Nearly Viva, the Saka Daita, the Bav Yasha Bitsido, Litzar Mishum, the Maxi, the Lahosa Shmir, the Sviva. The difference is that in the case of Noah's base of Lashama, so then it's Pashut, you haven't done any malacha that you're responsible for. It's Pashut that that's mutter, where the Gemara establishes that the case of Halacha Rishon and Hasheni Pater Umutter. So there is Pashut. And the Chiddush is, in the case of Halacha Rishon, you might have thought that there's still an Issa d'Rabbanan because you're giving the appearance that you're adding Shmira by sitting next to the first guy and continuing that status quo. Kamashmala, no, it's no worse than no beis lishamor b'nimtzis. And therefore, mutter even l'chachit. The Ritva, I don't think fundamentally is different than Tosfos, but he formulates things differently. He asked from Tomar, mikol makom ein resha doma l'zeh b'san kuzayim adalat d'masal afanami mistabra. The Ishlomer de The Ishlomer de Inachanami, the Ikra Shumoto the Rikho. The Gemara says, in a Hanami, there isn't really a difference between the two cases. And the Mishnah just brings in the case of Nolas Beso to be Megala that Hasheni Pater is Pater Umoter. Meaning, in Svara, the two cases are exactly the same. There's no reason that you would have thought that in the case of Amarisha Maholiklo, it should be any worse than Nol Beis Lashamro. The Mishnah just brings it in to highlight the fact that that's the case, and Pater means Pater Umoter. Then there's a third case that when the Gemara comes to demonstrate that Pater is Taka Pater Mutter, the Gemara Kusayin and Aleph begins with the Maimra of Rabbi Abba Amar Rav Chiya Barashi Amarav Nifnas Alutzi Portachas Kanafav. Let's say you're sitting minding your own business and a bird comes and flies under your shirt. You can stay in that position till Shabbos is over. Says Rashi, Yoshev Mishamro, Kain, Ella Shomer. You haven't done an act of tzedakah, you're just, once a bird flew into your shirt, you're just perpetuating the status quo. Says the Ritva, Perish below Asvina Midrabanan, Tzad. You might have thought maybe we should aser that Midrabanan because it looks like Tzad. No, we don't say that because no one would think that if a bird flew under your shirt, that you did an act of tzad, that you were looking for the bird to be in your shirt. And that's so far-fetched the case anyway that it wouldn't warrant a gzeira shema yatzal chachila. He points out that there may be an issue of tilt of bali chayim shemuksa, but that's not the topic of our sugya. Okay. Has anyone seen the Rashi and the Ran on this yet? Okay. Did anyone see anything we spoke about till now? You don't have to answer. So I guess we'll stop for today. Next time, Rosh Hashanah, we'll pick up with there's a very important Rashi here that the Ran takes issue with, which is on the Mar Makomos, as to whether having dual Havanos could result in a fiv or a ptur. So the Rashba here, based on the Rishami, the Ran, Daf Bei Rif, the Shilta Giborim on that Rif, and then she has an added finish, figure out what the finish of the Shilta Giborim is, and then we'll talk about the further Hagdaros of Tzedah and Ein B'mino Nitzah. If anyone needs a ride to the Chasana, I have room.
Right,
When do you want to go?
We could join up and do the projection.
That's how things are.
I know. That's all them.
You know, we've done, we've been untouched
the first red one in 24. Yeah.